You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
After much struggle, I submitted myself to the Lord's will. But I said to the Lord, there's one condition. He is in his 60s and he is still very strong. If I cannot take care of him physically, then will you please bless him so that he makes a lot of money in his business? And you have to give him a healthy body. Because I am going to sacrifice for you. You have to bless my father.
主啊, 这是公平,
because this is only right.
我把我自己的生命给你,
I give you my life.
你把我要跟他做事得到的成效和果效给他,
then you should give him his rights.
哎呀, 做完祷告, 心里面非常喜乐, 满足,
and after that prayer, I felt tremendous peace and joy in my heart.
神一定要听这个祷告,
because I realized God will listen to my prayer.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but after I gave myself to the Lord,
我父亲的事业一落千丈,
my father's business suffered tremendously.
他的身体也越来越坏,
and his health deteriorated.
到了70岁的时候, 有一天, 我到医院去, 医院的院长告诉我说, 李先生, 请你明天来料理你父亲的后事, 已经病到那样的地步。
When he turned 70, he was in the hospital, and when I was there, the doctor said, tomorrow you should come in and we should talk about the funeral.
我说主啊, 你在做什么?
And so I asked the Lord, what are you doing?
你要我跟从你?
You want me to follow?
难道到这样的一个地步吗?
To such an extent?
主啊, 到底, 人说这是你的幽默感, 你的幽默感太残忍。
Some say this is the humor of God, but then this humor is too cruel.
还是长话短说, 在那段时间, 神经, 带我们经历一个非常特别的一段神给我们的恩典。
Of course, God is actually blessing us.
从那一次以后, 我的父亲的身体各方面就完全好像从死里复活一样, 一直到今天, 82岁。
After that incident, God restored my father's health. Even until today, he is 82.
主保证我一件事情, 你跟从我, 这些事情我负责任。
God gave me an assurance. If you follow me, I will be responsible.
但是当这个人刚刚出来的时候, 主用这句话来考验他的信心。
But when this person wanted to follow Jesus, Jesus wanted to test his faith.
特别提到一个很重要的事情, 你到底顺服不顺服?
Especially this important lesson of submission.
这里面谈到是主权和顺服的关系。
Here we're talking about the authority and submission to authority.
他说主啊, 容我先回去埋葬我的父亲, 他称耶稣为主。
He said, Lord, first let me go. He's calling Jesus Lord.
我们今天要跟从主的人, 顺服是一个非常重要而且是很难学的一个功课。
Submission is indeed a most important lesson but difficult to learn.
这是每一个军人具备的条件。
And this is one of the basic criteria for a soldier.
我记得20几年我当兵的时候,
I remember when I was a soldier,
很受不了长官对我自己方面的训练。
It's very difficult to accept the training of the commanders.
有一天我们排队排在那里,
we were all standing in file.
下一个命令,
the command came.
3分钟洗澡回来在这边集合。
You have to take a shower and be back in 3 minutes.
3分钟要回来集合。
In 3 minutes, you have to come back.
去, 马上我们就赶快就跑去洗澡。
And they said, go, and then we ran to the showers.
有的人去洗澡间兜一圈回来, 就站在这里, 不去洗。
Some have just went to the showers, they did not actually take the shower, and they came right back.
有人进去匆匆忙忙洗一洗, 赶快就穿了衣服就回来。
Some did it very fast and came back.
大家排队的时候,
and when we all stood in attention,
我记得我们的排长, 一个一个走到我们的面前,
I recall how the commander came to each one of us,
摸我们的头发,
and he touched our hair,
看看有没有湿,
to see whether your hair is wet.
叫你洗澡有没有好好的洗。
So when I call to tell you to take a shower, did you actually do it?
3分钟是够的。
3 minutes is sufficient.
头发干的,通通匍匐前进,爬到一个很长的距离,爬过去再爬回来, 要处罚我们。
Those whose hair was found to be dry have to crawl a long distance.
我非常的生气。
And I was very angry.
要革命啊。
I said that we should have a revolution. We should rebel against this.
他不讲理，简直不讲理。
Because this is unreasonable.
弟兄姊妹，我们的顺服就是从不讲理里面来的。
But that's where submission comes in.
当然，顺服不是盲从。
Of course, submission does not mean we're following things blindly.
顺服也不是冲动。
And it's not emotional.
顺服乃是对权柄的自然或者必然的一个反应。
Submission is a response to authority.
有些时候我们觉得顺服很难。
Sometimes we feel it's difficult.
因为我们对我们要顺服的对象很模糊，所以顺服的很难。
It's because we do not have a clear understanding and relationship between the person that we are to submit to.
今天早上我们在婚姻与家庭成人主日学课里面还谈到这件事情。
And today we spoke about this in the Sunday school of marriage and family.
很多人不服气，为什么我们做妻子的就要顺服丈夫？
Many wives said it's unfair. Why do we have to submit to the husband?
弟兄姊妹，每一次我听见人家问这一句话的时候
，Whenever I hear people ask this question，
我不是看他懂不懂顺服，会不会顺服，我看他们夫妇之间的关系怎么样。
I do not really look into other things. I look into the relationship between the husband and wife.
当我们真的认识而且爱那个顺服的对象，顺服就不是那么难。
When we truly understand and love。Our husbands is not difficult to submit.
二十几年下来，我现在对我的排长还没有爱。
20 years later, I still do not love my commander.
我现在想到这件事情还生气。
When I think about this incident, I still get angry.
因为我那天就是没有洗的人。
Because I was one of those who did not take a shower.
我连进都没有进去。
I did not even go in.
因为三分钟不可能嘛。
Because it's impossible.
我在家里面做大少爷，过来脱一个衣服，再穿一个衣服，就要三分半。
For me to take off my clothes alone will take 3.5 minutes.
所以他叫我们三分钟洗澡，我跑去就回来，还直直的站在他面前。
So when he said 3 minutes, I just ran inside and came back out.
就被他罚，让我去爬了一圈。
And so I was punished.
弟兄姊妹，真正的顺服和顺服的对象一定有密切的关系。
But submission and the person to which we are submitting to is intimately related.
我最近看到一本书叫《追求圣洁》（Pursuit of Holiness）。
I recently reading a book called The Pursuit of Holiness.
讲到基督徒对圣洁的责任。
Talked about the responsibility of Christians towards holiness.
我们常常听见弟兄姊妹这样讲：“哎呀，我是被这个罪、被那个软弱打败了。”
Sometimes we hear Christians say, "Oh, I was defeated by the sin or by this thing."
那这本书的作者他怎么样说呢？
But what does the author of this book say?
他说，请你们不要用得胜、打败来形容你们追求圣洁的过程。
So please do not use these words, I claim victory or being defeated in your pursuit of holiness.
因为我们用得胜、用打败这样的语气的时候，我们把我们的责任就推卸到外面，推卸到别人，推卸到那些罪，推卸到魔鬼。
Because when we use these words, then we can push away the responsibility to the sin, to Satan, to other circumstances.
他建议我们在那本书上，他说我们应当这样说：我的失败是因为我没有完全的顺服。
You have to learn to say, the author said, I was defeated because I did not submit fully.
是的，我被打败。我被打败的主要的原因，因为我没有顺服神。
Yes, I was defeated, but the reason of defeat is because I did not submit to God.
一个跟从主的人是一个圣洁的人。
A person who is following God.Must be holy.
一个跟从主的人要在这一方面学习全然的顺服。
And a person who wants to follow God have to learn to submit fully.
第一，要计算代价。
First, we have to count the cost.
第二，主要居首位。
Second, the Lord has to come first.
第三，61节、62节告诉我们第三个人。
And the third man was described in verses 61 and 62.
马太没有记载。
This was not recorded in Matthew.
可能马太把第二、第三个人合成一个。
Maybe Matthew put the third person into the second person.
但是路加觉得他有另外的重点，所以他把他提出来。
Perhaps Luke felt that it's better to put this person into a different category.
他的要求更简单，我不是说要回去这个养父亲的老，不是那么多年的事情，只要给我一下下时间回去跟家里面讲一声再见。
And this is even more reasonable. He's not asking for a long time.He said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣连这一点都不许可他。
And yet Jesus did not even allow this.
然后就告诉他说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
And Jesus even said, those who put his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom.
耶稣在这里提醒他，你不要向后看，你要向前看。
Jesus is reminding him, do not look back, but look forward.
今天我们后面过去有许许多多值得我们看的东西。
Indeed, what is past, there are many things for us to look back upon.
很多甜蜜的东西我们喜欢回头看看。
We want to look back to sweet memories.
其实弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们也喜欢看一些我们过去犯的一些罪或者一些不体面的事情。
Or perhaps sometimes we think back about our past sins or things that we have done.
有的时候我们会偷偷地怀念过去曾经认过的罪，我不知道大家懂不懂我的意思。
And perhaps now and then you think back with fond memories of your sins.
啊，每一次想到 the way we were, 哎呀，里面有许许多多的往日情怀。
It's just like the song, The Way We Were. If you think about it, and there are some fond memories.
弟兄姊妹，让我给各位一个建议。
Can I give you a suggestion?
当我们遇到一些扯我们的后腿往后的时候，
When circumstances arise that pulls us to look back,
让我们学习怎么样走在耶稣要我们走的门徒的道路上。
Let us learn to walk on the path that Jesus walked.
有一个内地会的宣教士，他的名字叫 Ruth Paxson。
There was a missionary with China Inland Mission called Ruth Paxson.
有一次他回国休假的时候，到了这个芬兰。
He came back to for sabbatical, came back to Finland.
他在火车上碰到一个老太太。
And on the train met an old woman.
哎呀，这位老太太容光焕发，脸好像会发光一样。
This old lady has a shining countenance to her face.
但是她注意跟她谈话的时候，发现她没有右手。
But as this missionary was sharing with this old lady, suddenly he realized that the old lady does not have a right hand.
有一个钢钩，有一个 steel hook 在一个钢钩在手上。
Instead of a hand, she had a steel hook.
那么他们就谈起话来，那个 Paxson 就问她怎么回事情。
And so the missionary got curious and asked this old lady what happened.
我们这个老姊妹就说，我是一个在印度做宣教士的一位宣教士。
And this old lady said, "Oh, I once was a missionary in India."
那是在这个二十世纪的上半，就是二十世纪初的时候，因为他有肺的毛病，所以呢，他们差会就送他回芬兰，回去等死。
And that was in the early 20th century, and apparently she got an illness, and the agency sent her back to Finland to prepare to die because she has problems with her lungs.
她回去以后，她就买了一个农场。
And when she came back, she bought this farm.
她就拼命地做事。
And she started to work fervently.
可能这样子反而让她的肺病得好。
But strangely enough, after working so hard, she was healed.
但是不小心，她的右手在做工的时候被机器压断。
But when she was working one time, she got into an accident and her right hand was crushed.
她说，当我的手被压断的时候，
she said, when my right hand was crushed,
她说我马上仰望就看我的主。
I immediately raised my eyesight to the Lord.
她说现在我的右手断了，你现在要我做什么？
Now that my right hand is crushed, what do you want me to do?
下一步我该做什么？
What should I do next?
她说 I am not asking why, but ask what. 我不是问为什么让我经验这件事情，我乃是问说主啊，你接下来一步要我做什么？
And this old lady said, I'm not asking the Lord why did this happen, but what do you want me to do next?
后来她就把她的农场就把它改成老人院，专门服侍老人的。
And later on, she changed the farm into a retirement home for the old folks.
帮助许许多多的老年人。
And she helped many who are elderly.
我看到这个故事的时候，我很感动。
When I saw this story, I was very touched.
不是问神为什么，而是问神我该做什么。
It's not asking God why, but what should I do next?
不断的看前面。
Because your eyes should look forward.
弟兄姊妹，这是门徒。
This is the life of disciple.
我跟师母，我跟我两个孩子，我们一直有一个约法三章。
I have this agreement with my wife and my two children.
我爱你们。
I love you.
但是你们要知道，我不能把你们放在上帝的前面。
But you have to understand I cannot place you before God.
因为我已经要做耶稣基督的门徒。
Because I have decided to be a disciple of Jesus.
一个从非洲回纽约的宣教士。
There was another missionary who returned from Africa to America.
他刚好跟一个名人同船一起回纽约。
He came back with a famous person on the same ocean liner.
到纽约的时候，
When they were coming into New York,
万人空巷在欢迎这个名人。
Many people were at the harbor welcoming this famous person.
哎呀，这个传道人站在这个船上。
And this missionary was standing on the ship.
哎呀，那么多人，以为起码有十个吧，二十个吧，一百个来欢迎我吧。
He thought to himself, gee, so many people are at the harbor. Maybe there will be 10 or 100 people who are welcoming me.
没有一个是为他。
But nobody came to meet him.
哇，他觉得好自怜。
And then he felt sorry for himself.
我传道传了那么一辈子。
I have preached all my life.
连这样一个人都不如。
And I cannot even compare with this person.
他回纽约万人空巷，我回纽约没有一个人。
He came back to New York, so many people is meeting him, but I come back, nobody cares.
他听到一句话在心里面。
And as he was thinking like this, he heard a voice inside.
好像主跟他讲说，孩子，你知道吗？你还没有到家呢。
The child, you have not arrived home yet.
孩子，你还没有到家呢。
The voice said, child, you're not home yet.
纽约不是你最后的家。
Because New York is not your final destination.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我想着这个故事，我不能不在主面前说主啊，我的信心太小。
And when I think about the story, I said, Lord, forgive me for my little faith.
让我有一个坚持到底的心。
So that I have a heart that will last to the end.
今天讲到不讲 Red Sox 好像不太对吧。
Perhaps it's not fair not to mention the Red Sox today.
我问我自己，我到底跟 Red Sox 到底学了什么功课？
I ask myself, what can I learn from all this?
在美国联盟决赛的时候 American League 决赛的时候已经3-1了，而且是 两好球最后一球那个 Boston 就要输掉了。
During the American League competition, right at the end when the Red Sox were about to lose,
我们都看了那场球赛， Henderson 一个全垒打把整个局面挽回过来。
And we all witness how one home run changed the whole game around.
Oh, 我们 Boston 的人 ，Bostonian， 我们都乐得不得了。
And all the Bostonians were so happy.
反败为胜
，because you came back from defeat to victory.
3-1变成4-3，我们变成冠军。
And then we became champions.
弟兄姊妹，不到最后，不要论胜败。
Brothers and sisters, let us not judge whether someone is going to be defeated.Or claim victory until the very end.
弟兄姊妹，我们要跟从主。
We want to follow our Lord.
不要做那个有头没有尾，保罗所说的那个爱世界的那个迪马。
Let's not become like Demas, who started off well but then ended up loving the world.
让我们愿意跟随主，一直到见主的面。
Let us follow our Lord until the day when we see His face.
这三个人有没有跟随主，我不知道。
I do not know what happened to these three men.
但是如果他们跟从主。
But if they did follow the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，我非常的相信，将来他们要得的赏赐必然是大的。
I truly believe that the reward that they will receive in the future is great.
不然我们的神就不公义。
Because if not, our Lord is not just.
原谅我再说，如果这个人爱主，虽然现在看不出什么结果，但是弟兄姊妹在永恒的里面，如果他跟你一样样，弟兄姊妹，我们今天爱主也没有意思。
Forgive me for saying so. If a person loves the Lord today and we do not see any effects, if he gets the same reward as you do in the future, then there is no justice.
我们不为赏赐而热心，但是我们的热心，神会把赏赐给我们。
Of course, we are not zealous because we want the reward, but God will reward us for our zealousness.
。Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.